like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please!
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Okay, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush, the latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
Well, Ezekiel Elliott has narrowed down his options of where he might want to play in 2023. The Philadelphia Eagles, the New York Jets, and the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean,
Eagles are not happening.
How much do you think he would get now? A running back like him, who's still productive. It's not like he's been awful, just not living up to his contract that he got from Dallas. He's still probably a 1,000-yard kind of guy. So, Philly, no? No money there? No room after they signed their right tackle?
Yeah, probably no room.
The Jets would be appealing to him, I guess, because Aaron might go there. But
yeah,
we all saw what happened the last time a stud running back wanted to go there with Bell.
Right, and then what do you do about Breece Hall?
Yeah. And then Cincinnati?
I could see Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Mixon and Elliott, that would be pretty darn good.
He's gonna have to be a combo back now, right? Like he did that with Poehler too, right? He's not just a number one bell cow running back.
I don't think so. And the way Dallas kind of used him with, you know, him and Poehler together, I don't think Zeke is he's running back one anymore. I think he is 1A or 1B.
Yeah. See, with the Eagles, you're dealing with Rashad Penny, Boston Scott, Gainwell, Sermon. Well, we know Sanders left. He's with the Panthers, right? New York. Yeah, you said it. Breece Hall. What do you do there? He's returning from a torn ACL, so maybe. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy because I still think there's value in Ezekiel Elliott. I really do.
Could the Jets afford it?
I don't know. They're making all these moves, and then they're going to get. But again, salary cap doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I don't even look at it anymore. They can move things, backload things, whatever. NBA news. LeBron James could play the final week of the regular season. He's progressing toward a comeback from his right foot injury, and there's increasing optimism that the Lakers star could return to play a few games in the final week of the regular season. But we talked about this last week, right? Don't you think that he's going to wait and see what their situation is? Are they a play-in team or not? Are they going to have to go up against a tough team in that play-in game? I don't know if he's going to risk it.
No, it could be the most important 3 games of his career.
Well, wasn't it the 16 games were the most important in his career?
It was 20, I think.
Oh, was it 20? And then he's out, and we'll see. Ja Morant got back in action last night. He got a standing ovation. Crowd kind of cheered pretty good for him.
It's interesting.
Yeah, happy to get him back. They're thinking about playoffs, Angel. All that other stuff, you know, whatever.
He'll celebrate after.
Do you think he's going to really turn this thing around? He told ESPN, he said, it meant a lot. Obviously, I'm thankful and grateful for everybody who's been supporting me during this time. Definitely helped me a lot. Definitely made me feel a little better. Eased everything that was going on. Felt good to be back. Super excited. Glad we were able to get the win. That guy's the one we're going to be watching. And once the playoffs ramp up, that's going to be the story surrounding the Grizzlies. So like it or not, he's created a different narrative around them. And I root for the guy. I love redemption stories. And so listen, it's not like Ja Morant was doing the worst things imaginable before.
He had a couple of weeks of just stupid things.
Yeah, and maybe surrounding himself with the wrong people. So it's not like it's going to be this major redemption story.
But it's something that's not going to be distracting him. And maybe it was a wake-up call to say, hey, Ja, you are one of the most talented young players in our league.
Yes.
Don't throw it away doing something stupid.
Yeah. And happy birthday to Peyton Manning.
Happy birthday, Sheriff.
He is 47 years old today. Happy birthday to
my favorite Broncos quarterback.
We were debating this with Tanner earlier about top 5 quarterbacks in NFL history. And he asked about Mahomes and where he sits. I'm like, he's 5th at best. And I think that that's very generous. Peyton's still in the top five, isn't he?
Didn't Tanner say Mahomes over Peyton?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He did. I mean, the best quarterback ever, we all agree, is Tom Brady, right? The Super Bowls are there. It's Tom Brady. Second, aren't you probably going to go Joe Montana, John Elway? Probably those guys. Mm-hmm. And I think Peyton Manning's in that group. Where does Steve Young fall? Where does... I mean, you can look even far back, too, with the Unitases and stuff like that. But, I mean, I would say Mahomes is probably top five. He's got two Super Bowls now.
I'd say five or six between Young and Montana and Manning and those guys.
He's been to three, right?
He
lost one, been to three. Manning's been to four. Lost two, won two. Of course, Brady's got seven. He's been to nine. How many Super Bowls did he lose? Maybe he lost three.
I think he lost three.
Giants, Eagles.
Yep.
Giants, Eagles. Is that it?
I think so.
I think you're right. Elway's been to a lot. He went to four or five. One, two, obviously, the late 90s. Montana has... How many does Joe Montana have? Three?
I want to say three.
I mean, again, those are the numbers. When you start looking at quarterbacks, and they're all great, like Joe Montana and Patrick Mahomes are great, but now you start looking at the Super Bowl. He's got four Super Bowls. So, yeah, Joe Montana is probably...
Probably second.
Probably second. I would say second. But Mahomes is definitely in the mix, but I'm not going to give him top three just yet.
Steve Young has three.
Where's Steve Young fit in all this?
I'd say you could do Brady, Montana, Young, and then either Mahomes or Manning.
And you're not going Elway? Oh. See, that's where I think Mahomes has a hard time cracking the top five, because Steve Young's probably still there in front of him.
Are Elway and Mahomes over Manning?
I would go Elway over Manning. So for me, it's probably Tom Brady, Joe Montana, John Elway, Manning, then probably a Steve Young, and then you're looking at Mahomes, easily top 10, yep. Easily, no-brainer. But now, when you're comparing, you can't really compare numbers that much. You have a hard time doing that now.
Well, we kind of talk about the legacy of it.
Yeah.
Montana and Young and Brady, they have their legacies. Manning has a legacy.
Well, and Elway has a legacy. Right. He's the Bronco, you know? He's Mr. Bronco. And it's hard to compare stats nowadays, too, because the rules were a little bit different in the 90s and the early 2000s.
And they're playing more games.
There's interference called way more than it used to be. You can't be as physical. Defensive backs can't be as physical as they once were against receivers. You can't hit the quarterback, barely. I mean, Elway's hits he took back in the day, we were talking about penalties. That would all be penalized today.
Helicopter hit.
This is one of the greatest plays of all time. The helicopter. I have that picture, a signed frame picture of that in my office.
Nice.
At home, not here.
It's too nice for that.
I don't trust Micah here with any Broncos stuff that I put up. But anyway, the conversation came up because he's doubling down on this Shohei Ohtani thing.
Yeah.
That he's the best of all time. And he's like, well, because he's the best two-way player. He plays both positions extremely well. And I get it. It's just hard. You can't give a player best of all time after he's played for 5 years, but he's been at the elite level for two.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of emerged last year.
Yeah, last year it was like you couldn't ignore the dude. Hey, listen, he's a blast to watch. Jerry Schimmel talked about how good of a guy he is, too, and everything. There's no denying that. It's just you can't just... Trust me, I want Nikola Jokic to be the greatest of all time. Angel, he's probably never going to pass Michael Jordan.
Sure.
I don't think anybody's ever going to pass Michael Jordan. Kobe, they're going to be tough to pass. Why is baseball... Why are we changing the argument with baseball, though? In football, it's about Super Bowls and stats. It's mixed together. Basketball, it's about championships and stats mixed together. Why isn't it about that in baseball? Because of salary cap?
Maybe not even that, but I think in baseball, like you said, eight or nine guys are playing both ways in terms of they're playing offense and they're playing defense. And I get the pitcher sits kind of in between that too, because yes, you do have to play defense. Yes, you have to, you know, hit the ball sometimes, but you also have to throw it. And, you know, pitching is very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. Not taking that away from him. But hitting, like, you're a baseball player. You're supposed to hit the ball.
You're supposed to hit the ball. I mean, he's ridiculous at it. I get it. But you're not going to get, I'm not going to give you all time. You got to do it over and over again.
Right.
Like, if Patrick Mahomes comes out and throws for, what's the record of passing yards? It's got to be like in a season. It's got to be like in the fives, right? We're not at six. We've never had a guy go for six, have we? But like, let's say Joe Burrow comes out and just breaks every record next year. Every single record by far.
Yards in a season, 5,477 by Peyton Manning in 2013.
So let's say that he comes in and does that. He goes for 6,000, Joe Burrow, and like 60 touchdowns. I still wouldn't say you're the best quarterback to ever do it, because I saw you had an unbelievable video game-like season, but I can't give you, you're not the best quarterback to ever do it.
Right, and with Mahomes, it was, okay, you had a 50-touchdown season, what can you do? Oh, well, you just won a Super Bowl.
Well,
okay.
I remember when he won his first Super Bowl, a lot of national guys were like, dude, he's already a Hall of Famer. I was like, pump the brakes. He's a Hall of Famer now, though. Because since then, he's been to two other Super Bowls.
Because he had like the 50-touchdown year, and then he had the big contract.
Yeah, he's
and
a Hall of Famer.
Super Bowls, yeah.
No question. Kelsey's a Hall of Famer already. Dixon says, forgetting Favre and Marino as well.
The slight on Marino is he doesn't have a title.
Doesn't have a title. Favre has one. And I don't. I still don't have those guys. I still have Mahomes over both of those guys. I mean, again, the numbers aren't. He's not passing them in numbers yet, but he's got two Super Bowls.
I mean, Marino has some of the has most of quarterback.
He was
records.
A hell of a quarterback.
He just doesn't have a ring to show for it.
He got close. Didn't he go to a Super Bowl? Like,
he did go to one,
like early, like his second year or something like that. And then Brett Favre, of course, he's been to two. He won one, and then the next year, the Broncos beat him. He's up there, but not top five for me. I say Patrick Mahomes has already jumped in there. Again, he passes the eye test, too. He's just Favre threw a lot of interceptions, too. You know, he was wild and reckless and fun to watch. A blast. To, where's Aaron Rodgers in this?
Ooh, he might be on the outside of the 10, top 10.
He's not in the, he's not top five.
No.
He's not six or seven. Because you're right. Favre and Marino
sure.
are going to go there. I mean, let me ask you this. Does Terry Bradshaw get over Aaron Rodgers? He has four Super Bowls.
I'd put Bradshaw
but he's
over
not,
Rodgers.
But he wasn't like a better quarterback necessarily. But
that if, was a different era back then.
And if we're really just if we're analyzing championships and all that stuff, that's got to be part of it.
Now, Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback, but when you're ranking them, wins, I get it's not a quarterback stat, but wins and Super Bowl wins are important.
And he's been part of the reason that they get knocked out of the playoffs. It's not like the team is all bad and it's just him having a great game. He didn't last year he wasn't very good. And then the year before that he wasn't very good in the playoffs.
Well, they had the it was the Tampa game where, you know, they almost could have run or he could have run for the first down or a
yes,
touchdown.
Yes, yes.
And he just threw it away.
Yep. I think he's top 10. The Super Bowl certainly helps. Give me your quarterback list. Go ahead. Yeah, let's do that. Dixon chiming. Oh, there it is. Brady, Montana, Manning, Elway, and Mahomes.
You got Eli number three?
Got to give his first names, Dixon. We don't know who you're... Tanner would probably have Eli at number three.
Is that Eli or Archie?
Brady, Montana. I agree. Number one and two were there. You and me are the same, Dixon, except for Manning and Elway, and I would switch those two. And then Mahomes at five. We have the same five. So I think that we kind of agree there. Favre and Marino are in the top 10. I would say Rodgers is probably top 10. What about like other current quarterbacks and stuff? Like or not current necessarily, but guys that just recently retired, like Drew Brees. Is he top 10? He's got one title. A lot of numbers. He broke some records.
You could definitely fit him in the top 10. He may be more top 15.
And Eli's not there.
No.
Phillip Rivers is not there.
Ben,
I'm just thinking.
Ben?
Top 10. He's got two.
And he was really good.
He was really good. Hard to bring down, too. Probably not going to hit top 10 because there's going to be other guys you put in there first. Who am I forgetting? Who am I leaving out?
Phillip Rivers?
Nah, not top 10. I've changed my stance on Rivers, by the way. Tanner and I used to argue about who's more qualified to be in the Hall of Fame, Phillip Rivers or Eli Manning. Mm. And here's the Brady Hole Hall of Fame snobbery. Neither one of them are.
Wow.
Neither one of them should be Hall of Famers. Hooligans get so mad at my Hall of Fame thing. You guys hate it. So
very strict.
It's a strict thing, man. I want pure greatness. Just the greatest of all time are in there. Don't water it down with guys that were good, but not great. Come on, give me some more quarterbacks that have retired in the last 10, 20 years that we should be talking about in the top 10 list. Has there been, like, right now we are seeing a golden age of quarterbacks, I believe. I mean, you've got guys that are going to be in the top 10 someday.
Alex Smith.
No. Staubach and Aikman is what Dixon says. Yeah, those guys are probably... See, I'd have Aikman and Staubach over a lot of the Ben Roethlisbergers and stuff.
Andrew Luck.
Not long enough.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No. I wish. The Beard, maybe. The Beard gets top 10. Andrew Luck could have been. What could have been, man? The Colts screwed him over. Could have been something else. Bradshaw and Warner. Kurt Warner in your top 10? He won. Did he win one and he went to another? Did he go to one or two with the Rams? I know he won one with the Rams. Then, of course, he went to one with the Arizona Cardinals later in his career. Oh, wow. Dixon's got his full... Is this
Kurt
your top 10?
Kurt Warner played in 3 Super Bowls.
Okay, so he played in 2 for the Rams, won one, and then played... with the Cardinals against the Steelers. Almost had that one.
That was a crazy game.
Okay, he gave us his top 10. Brady, Montana, Manning, Elway, Mahomes, Staubach, Aikman, Bradshaw, Warner, Big Ben, Kelly, and Moon. Well, wasn't Kelly, wasn't he one that went to the 4? Didn't he take him to all 4 of those? Wasn't he the quarterback?
With the Bills, yeah.
Yeah, he took him to all 4?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to deny that. I mean, 4
Warren
Super Bowls.
Warren Moon up there, too.
Well, Warren Moon was good. Yeah, it's hard to argue. What about Donovan McNabb? Never won a Super Bowl. Pretty good numbers.
Dixon actually gave us 12.
Okay, well, I didn't count them.
We know the Hooligans can't count.
you said, Chris, fours, Fouts.
Fouts.
I got you. Stupid autocorrect. Oh. Fours, Fouts. No. Fouts? Top 20? Maybe. You know what's cool, though? Okay, where's Russell Wilson?
Oof.
Seriously, where would he have been this time last year if we were having this discussion?
He would have... In current?
Yeah. No, like...
All time, he probably would have been... Probably pushing top 15.
And now?
You'd be lucky to get maybe 30.
He's not in the top 30? Well, you can't have an atrocious year. You can't have one year, especially later in your career, you can't have that bad of a year.
Like, his comeback's going to be have to be an immaculate, you know, return from Russell Wilson.
Which could add to his legend.
Like almost MVP type of season.
If he has something like that, that could really add to his legend. And then help him jump up into that top 10 again. He's got one.
Been to two,
he's got one, right?
You got one ring and a blowout, and then you cost your team another one.
I mean,
it's almost
better to not have gone to that Super Bowl.
Right.
Because it's one of the most terrible ways to lose a game ever. And it will always go down as, why did you throw that ball? Why did they call that? Was there something to that? Did Russ audible out of that? Or did they call it?
I think they meant to call it as a pass, and then they were like, no, just run it.
Well, and the Patriots had said they had studied film and seen that the Seahawks like to run that play.
Mm-hmm.
They like to run it.
It was almost like,
oh,
they're going to hand it to Marshawn here, so it's let's trick them and throw it.
But who was it? Was it Eddie?
Malcolm Butler.
Malcolm Butler, not Eddie Butler.
From West Alabama.
That was a hell of an interception by him.
And what happened to him afterwards?
Yeah.
Disappeared.
And that even makes it worse for us. Like, if he would have went on to be, like, a top corner in the league.
Well, he got a big contract after that, and then he disappeared.
Yeah. Well, shoot us your top 10, or top 5. I want to see him. Top 5 quarterbacks of all time. Shoot us a text at our First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Short break coming up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
I want to thank Cables Pub and Grill for being an amazing sponsor of this program. Happy hour's coming up at 3 o'clock. 3 to 6 every weekday, you can enjoy happy hour at Cables Pub and Grill. I've actually got a meeting over there this afternoon, so excited about that. Might grab myself a beer and see what happens. Cables Pub and Grill, that's where my friends meet. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. This is looking at the current quarterbacks right now. Like, who do you think has the shot to be, when it's all said and done for them, of this group? Because I feel like we're in a golden age of quarterbacks right now. Like, with all those names that we were talking about in the last segment, some of those guys came from the 90s. A couple of those guys came from the 2000s with Peyton Manning, of course, and Patrick Mahomes. But this group of guys that we're seeing right now, I mean, we could be potentially looking at 4 or 5 of them cracking the top 10 when it's all said and done. So Patrick Mahomes, we already said. I think a lot of us already feel like he's top 5 of all time. Then let's just go down the stats list. Tom Brady is number 1 of all time. So we got 2 guys there. And obviously he's retired now, but was current last year. Justin Herbert. Not going to crack top 10?
Not in terms of wins, I don't think so. He'll have the stats, but...
won't have the Super Bowls to back it up. Kirk Cousins?
No.
Always good numbers by him.
He's solid, but... It's those primetime games, Kirk.
Joe Burrow.
I think so.
Top 10?
Top 10.
Jared Goff.
No, solid guy, but
just
no.
A guy. Josh Allen, your best friend.
Well,
you're rooting against him. But you got to be real.
I'd say top 15 for him. I think he's good enough to get up there. It's just there's a lot of guys better than him.
He's going to need to have kind of a bounce back year. It wasn't like it was a bad year for him. But 35 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, 4,200 yards.
Didn't get to the championship
game. Yeah, it wasn't where he wanted to be because the expectations were really high, so that probably hurt him. It wasn't a bad year, though.
He had that elbow thing.
Yeah. Geno Smith.
Sorry,
Geno.
Don't
write him off.
I'm going to write you off here.
Don't write him off. Trevor Lawrence.
No.
No?
I'm not buying this.
He had 4,100 yards this year.
He'll be good, but he won't be that good.
Jalen Hurts.
My guy, but no.
No? He's got to do it. He's got to do it again next year. Next year's going to be a
big
show year
me
for him.
With his arm.
I got to see him do it again next year.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers, which I do have him in the top 10.
I have him in top 12-ish.
And just brace yourself. Tua, Tagovailoa.
I'd say Tua could likely finish top 30.
Okay. Look at you being critical of your own guy. Top 30? Yeah. And we talked about Russ. I mean, if Russ bounces back and has a big year this year,
I could see Russ getting close to 20.
If he wins another Super Bowl, can he crack the top 10?
Your latter half of your years is going to have to be really good.
Does he? It's in front of him though,
right?
Like right now, you look at a guy like Geno Smith, probably never going to get there.
Like if Russ had 2 more really good seasons and then their third year. Kind of but they win a Super Bowl, like kind of Peyton did in his last year,
mm-hmm.
Then I could see that. Because Peyton had 2 really good years.
Three really good years, and then the fourth year was...
he was dealing with the foot.
Just wasn't there anymore, but he still came in, and his mind was still pretty sharp as far as playing quarterback.
Yeah, I could see Russ doing something like that.
Derek Carr. Now with the Saints, as I screwed up earlier.
Mm-mm. Good guy, but... Mm-mm.
Daniel Jones?
No.
He turned my head a little bit, though, this year.
He did. He's good, but I got to see him do that again.
I'm not even going to ask about Davis Mills because Houston's going to have a different... Matt Ryan. Didn't get a Super Bowl. Got close. Nah. Mm-hmm. He's just kind of a guy. Good numbers throughout his career, but...
Solid, but...
Mac Jones. No.
He was a top 100 player last year, so he must be pretty good.
Andy Dalton. No. No. Dak Prescott.
No. He's just the guy.
Some of these I'm not even going to bother. Jimmy Garoppolo. Could he... He can have to do something crazy with the Raiders. Mm-hmm. Kenny Pickett. Very young. So...
I think it's too early to tell on him.
Kyler Murray. No. Lamar Jackson. He's got to get on a team.
He's got to get on a team, man.
He's got to get on a team. Justin Fields.
It's a little early for him.
Matthew Stafford. Is he a Hall of Famer? Not just top 10.
In terms of numbers, yeah. He can make a case for it.
Got the Super Bowl.
Yep. But then after, he didn't have a great year last year, obviously dealing with injuries and stuff.
Well, he was in Detroit for most of his career, too, and that's just...
I mean, that you got to give credit for that, at least. It's like you were with one of the worst teams for most of your career.
No question.
And you never complained about it.
Deshaun Watson.
I don't know.
Played in six games last year. Six games last year, threw for over 1,000.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. There's too much baggage there.
Probably not going to be able to recover.
Right.
Joe Flacco. No, not top 10. He had a magical run or two.
Superstar Brock Purdy.
I think
he's top 5, right?
I think that's all going to go away at some point. I don't see him doing it again.
Really?
I don't know. I counted him out all year.
Oh, and then, the injury, the elbow, whatever that ends up being for him.
Yeah, fighter.
That's a tough thing to come back
from. Love that he came back in and played. Like, that was awesome. I mean, he had to. I don't know. He's one I keep counting out, but then every time I do, he bounces back. So,
yeah, but I think there's a fair number of, maybe more than half the league has guys that could be top 30 quarterbacks at the end of their careers.
Mm-hmm.
So you go from, let's just go like 2016 draft to now, you got a good 7-8 years of quarterbacks that are becoming the foundation and the faces of the NFL.
Well, Mahomes, one more Super Bowl, and he's going to pass. He's not going to go over Brady, but he's going to go over...
He'll be top three.
He'll be top three. One more Super Bowl, and he'll be top three. Maybe even just five. If let's just say 5 more years of Mahomes putting up Mahomes numbers and going deep in the playoffs, even without a Super Bowl, you still might... Because Rodgers, for the longest time, we had up there.
Mm-hmm.
And he only won one Super Bowl. That was a long time ago now.
13 years.
And so Mahomes has been to 3, and he's just still at the beginning phase. He's not even in the middle portion of his career yet. So he's going to pass Elway and Manning soon.
He'll be the Kobe to Brady's Michael.
I think so. And again, if he goes and gets, let's just say he gets 5 Super Bowls. When it's all said and done, just 5. 2 less of Tom. I would make a case for Patrick Mahomes being the better quarterback.
You definitely could in terms of, maybe not career numbers, but consistent year-to-year stats, yes.
Well, and me, I'm a big eye test guy, and I just, when I watch Patrick Mahomes play...
He is the Brady of this era of football.
Just watch the two players. If you just go back and put side-by-side Brady in his prime, Mahomes now, tell me who the better quarterback is.
It's Mahomes.
Don't look at stats or trophies or anything. Just watch a sequence of plays and tell me that Patrick Mahomes isn't better than Tom Brady. He is. He's a better player. Now, again, it's more than that. It's more than just the eye test and all of that. Texture problem for some of the guys now, it's kind of like when people played when Jordan played. At some point, they have to go through Mahomes.
Right,
you probably won't have a lot of greatness coming from these guys because Mahomes is going to knock them out a lot.
When you look back at the 90s, almost every team had a guy.
Yeah.
But they weren't Michael.
Exactly. And they're, dude, in the 90s, there were some great players. just on the Jazz alone. I mean, John Stockton and Karl Malone. And then Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller should have been in the championship a few times.
Barkley, Drexler.
Barkley was a hell of a player. Clyde Drexler, absolutely. Hakeem Olajuwon, who did get some titles, but wasn't that when... Didn't Houston win their titles when Jordan was playing baseball?
I think so.
Yeah. So Hakeem's like, thanks, Mike. You're right, though. I mean, you have a lot of John Stocktons in the NFL right now. Burrow and Allen, they're all John Stockton-esque. And Reggie Miller. But Patrick Mahomes is Michael Jordan right now. He's already a top five player of all time. Quarterback. Crazy. 39 minutes after the hour. Lemons Heating and Cooling. Air conditioning, heating, duct cleaning. They'll take care of it for you. Free estimates available at lemonsheatingandcooling.com. Call them today. 970-567-0798. That's 970-567-0798 or lemonsheatingandcooling.com. 40 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
It's got to be how these coaches are feeling with the transfer portal stuff. Just driving down the highway. Graham! Damn you! I gotta find somebody else.
Dalton, come back.
Come on. Dalton, come back. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Right?
It's crazy times.
Well, here's some... I think this is good news for CSU. Isaiah Stevens tweeted this out moments ago. I can't thank you enough for all the support you've shown me, my family, and my teammates these last 4 years. I'm sincerely grateful. Okay, good, good. After talking with my family and coaches, I've decided to enter my name into the 2023 NBA draft while maintaining my eligibility to return to Colorado State for one more year. Thank you again to all the fans, supporters, teammates, and coaches who have made my experience at Colorado State so memorable. So that means he's not going to transfer, I believe, and that also means he's probably not going to look overseas at this point. So... If an evaluator comes in and tells him you're good enough to get drafted in the second round, I would imagine he goes. If an evaluator comes in and says you're not there yet, you might make a team and get a 10-day contract or something like that, but you're not quite there, then I think he comes back.
Yeah, and I'd asked you about, does this affect any transferring abilities? So there is a 60-day window for players to enter the transfer portal. That deadline will be May 11th.
Okay. When is the NBA evaluation thing for rookies or whatever? May 11th is what you're saying is when the window closes? So I believe the NBA evaluation thing happens in May still. So I think we're safe here. I think we're out of the woods, at least as far as him transferring away. He'll either be drafted or he'll be back with CSU. That's what I'm feeling anyway. So, hey, that was the biggest one of all of them as far as the teams we cover here. Best player in the state, in the surrounding area, and one of the top players. I mean, I know they didn't have the year they wanted, but Isaiah Stevens is one of those top players. So that I'd be curious to see, just to make sure we got to be safe now. It's either the NBA, drafted into the NBA, or he's coming back to CSU. That's what I would gather, at least on that side. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Poll question of the day, the tight-knit brewing poll question of the day, is available at thewholeshow.com. Should the Broncos trade Jerry Jeudy? You know, I think our guy Benjamin Albright was posting that maybe the asking price is obviously a first rounder or a second rounder along with a player. Man, you just keep seeing more and more of this with Jeudy, and it's heating up. So go vote at that one at thewholeshow.com. But yeah, great news on Isaiah Stevens, man. That was big.
Yeah, so related to that, the NCAA requirement to remain eligible for participation, a student athlete must provide written notification of his intent to resume intercollegiate participation to the athletic director no later than 10 days after the conclusion of the NBA combine.
Yep, and that's what Roddy did last year. He ultimately had, again, Roddy's done this twice now. He did it the year before that. To test
Roddy
and
did,
see.
And then Dalen did it as
and,
well.
Isaiah did it last year too. So yeah, you just want to see where you are. Basically,
it's a tight window, but
yeah,
it would be very unlikely for Isaiah to go through the evaluation, not be satisfied with his grade, and then immediately jump to the portal and try to find a spot.
So I think, I mean, that tweet sounds like eligibility to return to CSU. I mean, again, he said it. It's not all set in stone, but that is really good news because, again, I think for him, does that eliminate the option, though, of saying, I'm not going to go to the NBA, but I got a good enough evaluation where I think I'm going to go overseas?
We'll be interested if after that combine, does he sign with an agent?
Well, here's the thing, Angel. Guys like Jonah Radabaugh and Jordan Davis were good players. They're playing professional basketball overseas.
Bodie Hume as well.
Bodie Hume. Do you think that those kind of guys, though, at that stage, they go overseas and it's just like they kind of get forgotten? Like their chances of don't you think your chance of getting into the NBA is to play one more year in college here in the country as opposed to going overseas and hoping you tear it up there? Because college is where, now I get it, there's European players coming over here, but college is still where they're getting most of their future NBA players.
Right. I think it would be either you go back to college or you try to get into the G League.
Right. Because I think overseas,
That's going to be your most direct shot to the NBA because you're going to be on a G League roster that is associated with an actual team.
I think overseas is basically for guys that there's no chance they're going to play in the NBA.
Right.
Like, that's just the way it is. So Jordan Davis, Jonah Radabaugh, Bodie Hume, those kind of guys. Nico Carvacho.
It's very rare for a guy to
come back
to be like, oh, he's lighting it up, and you know he wasn't good enough for the NBA, but he's lighting it up over in Europe, and now we can bring him in. It's very rare.
It's very rare. So I feel like if I'm Isaiah Stevens, I'm like, it's either the NBA or CSU. That's it. Because if I go, he's good enough to be in the discussion. But right now, I don't see him getting drafted. So come back another year. Revive this team somehow. Maybe they get that 7-foot monster that I'm talking about.
Or just be the guy.
And just be the guy. And then your stock goes. And plus, you start the season, you won't be hurt either. So, 49 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to wrap up this hour. Chris Dempsey going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour as well. We'll be right back. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwintz. A Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, you know what? I was driving into work this morning. Foggy. Greeley was, like, coming into Greeley was really foggy. And, you know, certain vehicles are driving without their lights off. You can barely see them. It can get dangerous out there. You just never know. You got to be a defensive driver. And even that's not enough. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car accident from a negligent driver, there's only one law firm to contact, and that's Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, and Young Law Firm at trialproven.com. Our guy, Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Rockies, voice of the Bears. He's studied law. He knows his stuff. He's worked with these guys. Great friends with these guys. And if Jerry Schimmel vouches for these guys, then that should be enough for you. Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, Young Law Firm. Again, check them out at trialproven.com. Trialproven.com. Rocky season next Thursday. Rockies start the season. How about that?
Yeah, and they announced their starting pitchers today.
Oh, boy.
German Marquez.
Let's go.
Take the bump on game one.
Are we going to try to... Is it German Marquez, Herman Marquez, Herman Marquez?
Or German Marquez.
German Marquez. We've heard it a lot by different
I
broadcasters.
I believe it's German Marquez.
All right. I'm going to say German.
German, that also works.
I'm going to do that one. That's somebody... Hold on, I have to cough. Still getting this stuff in my brain, in my head. I'm kind of excited for the Rockies season. Kind of.
I feel
of.
That now, but let's say, you know, Wednesday of next week, Tanner's going to be getting amped up, and everyone's just going to get that contagious positive energy.
Probably, because he'll be all in. His logic goes out the window when it comes to the Rockies. You know,
well, now he's got a taste for baseball, so he's going to be yearning for it.
That's true. He did a great job yesterday.
He did.
Yeah, I was listening to that call, and it was really entertaining. So, hey, the fan vote and all that for our Preps baseball stuff, thanks to A1 Organics, is going to be available. Just follow us on our social media feeds, Preps Radio, Facebook, Twitter, KFKA, whatever. We're going to have it there, so you're going to have options to vote. But, yeah, it was a great call with Tanner Swinton and Mike Danson doing the call yesterday. It was good. It was really, really good.
Very eventful.
Very eventful.
From what I've heard.
From what I have heard, the same thing, too. They play at 2:10 next week, first game. So right after the show, next Thursday, March 30th, San Diego to start the season, and then at Los Angeles. And they'll probably play Los Angeles 464 more times.
With a six-game stretch. Go 4-2.
Got to go 4-2 if you want to
6-0, and we're going to World Series.
If you want to get in, man, you got to
go. You got it. It's not about how you finish; it's about how you start.
It's about how you start. Yes, it is 100%. It's always about April for this team. Profar will be playing left field. Did I hear Jerry say that today? And then Chris Bryant at right field.
Yes.
Okay. And then Grichik still at center field.
Yeah, and then I guess Blackman will be rotating throughout the outfield and then the DH as well.
And then you got C.J. Crone at first base, but Jerry said eventually they might want to work Chris Bryant into first base.
Heard that as well.
Okay. Ryan McMahon at second base.
Solid.
And their Tovar at shortstop. High expectations there for him.
Certainly.
Montero at third base. Okay. Diaz at catcher. Bard coming back close. Hopefully he's better than he was in the baseball thing. The classic thing. Classic baseball thing. I don't know why it didn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
I'm just getting old. I'm a snob. Well, it's baseball, but it's like, dude,
have the new rules in this game.
It's not even regular season baseball. It's, over there? Okay. Great. I like regular season sports leading up to your title and what you're going to win. All right, third and final hour. Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.